Good afternoon, Tracy Morgan in with you. Of course, your extended news at noon. And on the phone with me is another incredible kid. I know, we think all kids are incredible. But actually, I have to say a young lady, because this is a senior who just graduated in Slippery Rock, and she's off to college. But what happened is someone nominated her to be our Incredible Kid of the Month with our Incredible Kid contest with American Natural. And so she ended up being the June winner. I know we're in July. We're just kind of catching up with everything as we've been going along. So McKenna Rawson is on the phone with me. McKenna, thank you so much for joining me for a few minutes.
You're welcome.
And so congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is fun. I think it's fun because I get to talk to the incredible young people and see what they're doing nowadays. So first I do have to ask you, because you are a senior, well, we're a senior, now you're graduated. Just a brief synopsis. What was your year like? Because it was not what you thought.
My year definitely was not what I expected it to be. But at the end of the day, I think that it was honestly a positive experience overall, because it really showed us how to deal with adversity. And, like, it made us closer overall as a class, because we realized how much time we lost together.
Oh, okay. I love that perspective. Did you get to spend a lot of time with your friends, or at least some time with your friends?
Yes, so once we were able to get out of quarantine, we were seeing each other at least a couple of days a week, which was really nice.
Oh, good. That is fabulous. Now, you're off to Slippery Rock University. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Yes, SRU. So what are you looking forward to?
I'm just looking forward to a whole new atmosphere, the new beginnings, and, like, to see what I can do over there as far as working towards a more inclusive environment for individuals from all walks of life. And I'm really excited to have their support system behind me in doing that.
And you really already have started that path in your life's journey, because I want to talk about what you did while you were at school as a senior and through the years that you were there, freshman, junior, senior. So you have done a couple things. Let's start with the rock shop. What was the rock shop when you were in school?
So last year, three of my friends and I had this idea that we wanted to create a coffee shop that allowed students with intellectual disabilities and other students to work together and collaborate to make a more inclusive environment in our school and help teach students different social skills that they're going to need when they go out in the workforce someday. So basically, the rock shop functioned as like a Dunkin' Donuts or a Starbucks, where we had a general education student and a special education student working together to serve other students and teachers.
How difficult was that to set up? A lot of individuals think of an idea. They never really execute it, and yet you were very successful in doing that.
I think a lot of it was I had a really good support system behind me, and I can honestly say anything I did and I approached them with the idea, they were like, let's do it, let's make it happen. There were definitely some struggles on the way of doing it, but I knew that it was something that was on my heart and I wasn't going to let it go. Until I got to achieve my goal.
I love the fact that you did that, and congratulations on the success of it. Will it continue now that you're out of school?
Yes. So one of my friends that runs it with me, she's going to be a senior, and then we will eventually keep passing it down year after year.
So will you get any say-so, or do you just get to see your legacy in that rock shop just continue?
I just get to see my legacy, which is really cool, because honestly, it just makes me so happy to see how much of a success it has been just this past year, and it was the first year of it opening.
Being a snack shop and a coffee shop, you should have your own drink. Like, people should be able to order like the McKenna. I'd love it, right? I'd like a McKenna
nice.
Or a Rawson. You know, either one of them, I think it makes a great coffee.
Yeah, I think that would be a cool idea.
Special drink in honor of the creator. Hey, let me ask you about a couple other things you did. You also created a school bocce team. Why do that? And tell us how that ran.
So my school had a bocce team, but it wasn't recognized as a PIAA sport.
Ah, okay.
Which was definitely something that I was like, if I'm working towards an inclusive environment for everybody, this needs to be a sport, because it is just as much of an activity as soccer or basketball. It's just a little bit, it's structured differently. So I presented it to the board, presented it to the athletic director, and was like, hey, I think that we need to do this to really make an inclusive environment for everyone at our school. And then that way, people on the bocce team have the opportunity to letter and get letterman's jackets and break different records and different things like that that I thought was really important for individuals who usually don't have the opportunity to achieve those things, that they get the opportunity to do that.
And you worked with Special Olympics on this project.
Yes.
And how did that fold into the picture?
I think a lot of it was that I had their support. They wanted me to do this. And I think that me and a couple of my mentors really was like, if we're working towards spread the word inclusion, it has to be across the board that everything is recognized as an official sport of Slippery Rock High School. And I know that a couple of other schools are on the same path as us, which I think is phenomenal because we're really seeing a change in the state of Pennsylvania as far as inclusion goes for individuals from every walk of life, which is really important to me.
McKenna, another great effort that you pulled off while you were in school. And again, folks, if you're just joining us, McKenna was one of our incredible kid winners, although she's a young lady going into college at this point, senior, now graduated in Slippery Rock. But while you were at school in Slippery Rock, you also talked to school administrators about creating rocket closets. And this is about providing clothes to students, shoes, coats, and you can describe what you were providing. But let me ask you first, how did you see the need? How did you come about understanding that folks or young individuals needed these clothes?
I think that I saw when I would just go down to job shadow at the elementary schools, or if I was doing Teens Against Tobacco Use with them, I would look around and I would see the need that truly was there. And I know that there were programs previously made to help, but I felt like I could do more in making a part and making sure that these kids had what they needed to feel comfortable going to school or feel confident in themselves, because obviously that starts at a young age in how, you know, they want to dress good and like feel confident in themselves when they go to school. And I wanted to make sure that every kid felt that way.
How is it run and was it well received? And the reason I ask those questions is because I don't know too many people who, if they are in need, will just be proud to say, hey, I'm in need. Can you give me some clothes? You know, so that's a very delicate conversation to have with some folks, and you want to make sure that it's done delicately. And so did you have a private collection for them? Did you privately distribute the clothes, or did they come at a certain time? How was that done?
So what I did was, at Moraine Elementary School, there's actually a really big room that has about 10 racks of clothes, and then there's 4 bins of clothes as well, and it has toiletries and everything else. So if someone in the building saw that a student was in need of something, they would email a person in the office, and they would go and get stuff for the child, put it in a backpack, and take it to them so that they could take it home.
And when you say child, are you talking all the way up into high school, or are you talking about the younger kids?
I was responsible for the 2 closets for the elementary school age students.
Okay. I love the fact that you did it. So again, congratulations to you on that. You have, I got to move on because I'm going to run out of time, and you have a lengthy resume already. So I think that's fabulous as you're going to Slippery Rock. But you are also a counselor at the summer SRU Camp Rock camp for special needs kids. And you can talk about that. But the one thing that I keep picking up from you is it seems like you have a heart for those with challenges in front of them in some way. Can you speak to that? Where do you think that comes from?
So actually, I can truthfully say that Camp Rock 5 years ago changed my life, changed my perspective. I really found my calling when I did that camp the first year. I realized that these were individuals who had so much potential, but people weren't realizing it. And I was like, I want to be the change. I want them to have equal opportunity in everything that they do, whether it's jobs, education. I want to be part of that change, and I want to help them succeed as much as they possibly can. And that's where all my disability advocacy came from. And then I eventually was like, I need to do this the rest of my life, and that's why I'm hoping to pursue a career as a special education teacher.
And you're on your way, a dual major of elementary and special education. You recently were awarded the Bonnie Doyle Memorial Scholarship, and that's for individuals pursuing elementary education degrees, and so that is under your belt as well. You are very, very passionate about what you do, and I just applaud you in what you do. And thank you for what you do, because I think there needs to be voices out there like yours in being able to make sure inclusion happens, no matter what that means, because it can mean a lot of things to, you know, a lot of folks who hear that. So thank you for doing what you do. And my best to you as you continue to go forward.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any final thoughts you want to share with us?
I think I'm good. I just thank you so much for having me.
And congratulations on your win.
Thank you.